Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bobby Valentine. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Leo Foster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doug Coppola. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Doug Coppola. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle takes first base on ball four. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from Bench and he is safe. Randle steals second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bailey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Randle moves to third. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Concepcion reaches second base with a double. Bailey goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Reds. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns takes first base on ball four. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Doug Coppola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coppola hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foster fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffey hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geronimo. Foster reaches second base with a double. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is called out on strikes. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Randle hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn misplays the ball. That's an error on Flynn. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-1 in the game. Geronimo hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-1 in the game. Vale strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Doug Coppola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coppola is 0-for-1 in the game. Coppola hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Valentine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazzilli hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Griffey moves to second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-2 in the game. Bench hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Bench reaches second base with a double. Griffey scores. Foster goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Reds. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn misplays the ball. That's an error on Flynn. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Concepcion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Concepcion reaches second base with a double. Bench scores. Bailey moves to third. It's 7-0, Reds. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Joel Youngblood now playing second base. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-2 in the game. Geronimo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Concepcion scores. Geronimo moves to second. It's 9-0, Reds. Doug Coppola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Geronimo moves to third. Doug Coppola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coppola is 0-for-2 in the game. Coppola hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-0, Reds. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Knight now playing third base. Rick Auerbach now playing second base. Bill Plummer now catching. Johnny Bench now playing first base. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight juggles the ball. That's an error on Knight. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Youngblood moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Plummer settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Plummer. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair now playing first base. Bobby Valentine now playing third base. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boisclair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bench is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Lum now playing left field. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-2 in the game. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mozilli hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Geronimo. Mozilli reaches second base with a double. Stearns goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Reds. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bench scoops it up and throws to first, with Coppola covering, for the out. Mozilli moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Rick Baldwin. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Paul Seibert now pitching. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Concepcion hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mazzilli, who is chasing the ball. Concepcion reaches third base with a triple. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Geronimo is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Coppola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coppola is 0-for-3 in the game. Coppola hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Concepcion tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-1, Reds. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach takes first base on ball 4. Knight moves to second. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Champ Summers now playing left field. Mike Lum now playing first base. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive towards first. Boisclair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0-for-1 in the game. Plummer hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Concepcion takes first base on ball 4. Lum moves to second. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Geronimo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-3 in the game. Vale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-3, Reds. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Manny Sarmiento now pitching. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Plummer and he is safe. Stearns steals second. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. John Milner pinch hits for Bobby Valentine. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sarmiento. Stearns moves to third. Mozzilli moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Paul Siebert. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stearns tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-4, Reds. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 11, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.